Hi everyone on GWA Backstage. Go away from Reddit for a day and you come back and there's a whole new subreddit. I'm CX and I'm here with my lovely friend Oz Juz. And we're doing a collab, but we are actually together as opposed to on Skype or whatever, because he's visiting me while he's in England. So we thought we'd record something, and CB, your spill it questionnaire sounded just what we wanted. So, got anything you want to say before we do the
I don't think so.
No?
Aside from the fact that I want to meet up with other GWA posters just to see what people are like in real life compared to online, but not really, nothing else.
He's a good house guest, if anybody wants a recommendation. Though he might bring some dirty washing with him,
yeah.
So beware of that. But apart from that, it's been very nice to have you here. Alright, shall we go on with the questions then?
Alright.
So, so the first question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? Number 1, not at all alike. Number 10, exactly alike.
See, I don't even know what my GWA persona is. That's the hard part. Like, I don't know. Yeah, so I guess GWA, I'm probably more confident than normal.
Just what I was thinking for mine.
I think everyone's probably the same, because there's that in person, you're not really there in person or anything, so you can, you know, you can detach from it. So I guess, I might say like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same as what you said, which is, I think when I'm recording, I'm more of a confident person than I am in real life. But I don't feel I'm sort of acting. I just feel I'm like maybe a better version, or definitely a more confident version anyway of myself. So maybe, yeah, 7 or 8, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, second question. What's the story behind your username?
Okay. Well, the county that I'm from here in England, Essex, the county symbol is 3 swords, or knives, depending on how you want to approach it, which are called the axes. And I thought it's quite a cool name. I popped an E on the end of it because it looked more like a girl's name that way. But I've had a few people comment and say, oh wow, you know, you must be really into, you know, Anglo-Saxon history and all that. And I thought, well, I'm not really, but it's quite a cool name, and I was surprised that no one else had already taken it, but I like it, and it does sound like a name to me as well, which is good. So how about yours? I guess the first half.
Yeah, Oz is just simply being Australian, which makes it simple. And the Juz, I've had a few people asking me, like, is that meant to be Jizz? Like, is that a different word for Jizz? I'm like, no, it's because my name's Justin, which in my very, very first post anywhere, I posted on GWA. It was a request for my birthday last year. So I've been on GWA, I've been on Reddit for just over a year now.
Yeah, it was your birthday cake day last month, wasn't it?
Yeah, my birthday ago. So, yeah, but it's just, because I've had other people call me Juss with J-U-S-S instead. And it's just like, no, it's just a really bad shortening of my name. That's it. There's nothing sexual about it.
Though. Yeah. It's distinctive. Yeah. I give it that. Plus, there's a good clue as to where you're from.
Yeah.
Okay, the third question is, how many languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy for us, I guess, in another language rather than in English.
Well, I mean, for me, I can do English. I can, if you want to say, I can do sarcasm. I can speak bullshit. I can speak a little bit of Hebrew, but I can't remember half of it.
Gosh! That is impressive.
I really can't remember, like, any of it, though. I know when I went to Israel at one point, and when I was there, I picked up some of it again. I was remembering quite a bit of it. I learnt French for a year at school, but I can't remember any of it. It's just one of those things where I'm continually trying to, I remember Hebrew words instead of French words. So when I was in France recently, I was about to say something to people, and I'm like, wait, no, that's Hebrew, that's not French. I just decided to shut up and keep walking.
I've done that, actually, in France. you know, someone will ask me a question and I'll say see instead of we, and then I'm
Yeah.
thinking, oh God, you know, I'm just better off saying yes than no in English anyway.
Yeah.
So you haven't got any sexy Hebrew for me.
No, I can barely even say hello. Like, I really can't remember very much at
You
all.
can't say hello. I'll say hello. Hello, I'm Justin.
No.
No? Oh, all right then. Okay. So I studied French and German at school, but when you're learning at school, they don't teach you sexy stuff. You know, you learn how to, you know, list all the different tenses of verbs and all that kind of thing. So, I think French is a much more sexy language than German. I'm finding it hard to imagine getting amorous with someone with all those noises. So I could probably manage in French, and I'd want to sort of name the things that I'm kissing. That would be good. So I'd say, you know, les yeux, your eyes. And I'd eventually kiss your mouth and say la bouche and so on. So I think I might be able to get by in French.
Mm.
But that's probably about it.
The only thing in French I remember is that song is like Alouette, gentil Alouette. I don't remember what half the song is, but I remember it was like one or two words from it, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're not preparing you for sexy times when they're
nah.
trying to get you to pass your exams, are they?
No, not really.
Okay.
All right, next question, number 4. Who is your celebrity lookalike?
Well, we talked about this before we recorded,
yeah.
And I don't think I've got one, and you don't think you've got one.
No, I think I was told at one point, like, I feel like, personality-wise, if you think of Justin Long from He's Just Not That Into You,
right?
I would say maybe, or just, there was something about him in
mm-hmm.
that movie that made me think I was similar to him. But other than that, I really don't think there's anyone.
No,
I don't know.
You're your own unique person.
I've spoken to a few other people on GWA, and some of them have, you know, seen pictures of my face and whatnot, so I'm sure they'll have a better idea.
That's what I was
but
thinking,
I don't think there's anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I've had someone told me they are imagining Emma Thompson when they hear me.
Yeah.
Which is flattering, because she's lovely. But yeah, of the people who do know what I look like out there, which is a few of you, if you think that I have got a celebrity lookalike, stick it down in the comments, because I've got no idea.
It'd be nice to find out.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's a flattering one, please.
See, people can't even say for me, though, that I sound like someone, because, first off, I definitely have the Australian accent.
Mm-hmm.
Although, because I spent time in America recently, everyone's telling me I have a slight American accent.
Oh,
well,
you still sound 100% Aus to me.
When I was in America, everyone there thought I was British.
Oh.
And it's just...
I bet that's annoying.
Well, it's not so bad, because supposedly the American perspective of Britain is that they're more intelligent than Americans.
Oh, well, that is
so
true.
So it's not so bad. But, yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, well, so if anybody out there thinks, you know, either of us have got a celebrity lookalike, it would be lovely to know.
Yeah.
All right, next question is, who knows your secrets, and can you share any of them with us?
I don't really think many people know any of my secrets. I have some really, really bad friends back home, and when I say friends, I use huge quotation marks because they're really not very good. So I just don't feel comfortable sharing anything with them, and I also very much do not like to share any information at all with my family, because my parents are very much like, you know, kindergarten or primary school or high school children in the schoolyard. Where they just tease you about anything they can find out.
Oh,
so I'm like, well, then
cool.
I won't tell you anything about it, and you won't be able to tease me with anything. So no one really knows any secrets of mine.
And then are they like, Justin, you never tell me anything?
Oh, they do on occasion. And I'm like, yeah, there's a reason for that. And for the sharing thing, well, if I share them, they're not secrets. So,
this is a good point.
You know,
I've heard a lot of other people answer this question like that.
Yeah,
so
it's
if they're
true.
Secrets, I'm not telling you anything. Yeah, I mean, I don't share a lot of stuff with my friends. And then when I do, sometimes I mention something and they seem to be shocked. So I think, oh, okay, I won't go any further with that then. I think maybe people who listen to me on GWA are the people that know the most of my secrets.
Yeah. Because most secrets usually involve whatever dirty fantasies.
Yeah, I've certainly, yeah, there's things that anyone who's listened to my audios, you know more than people I know in person.
Yeah.
For sure. But, yeah, so probably you listening is the answer to that question for
when
me.
When I think about it for who knows my secrets, the people that probably know the most, the two or three people I can think of, all from GWA.
Mm-hmm.
One is Sinful Stella. Next is, I guess it would be Husker Baby. She tells me, is it Husker, Husker? I can never remember. Anyway, Husker Baby. And the third one is Bond Girl Audio, with GW at the end. But yeah, I just know her as Bond Girl. Actually, I know her as a real name. Alright, so the next one is, what bad habits do you have?
Procrastination. I'm terrible at putting things off when I know I've got to do something, and I find any excuse not to do it, either by doing something else or by doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And then I have a mad panic.
But if you don't do that, you never get things done anyway. I mean, the best work is done at the last minute.
I'm glad you agree with me on that. Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to feel like I should answer, like, and I'll finish off this question at some other time. Like, I can't be bothered right now.
Oh, very good. is it my turn to ask?
I haven't answered the bad habits yet, but I guess I just spent some time in Amsterdam. I
thought you were just procrastinating.
No.
Yeah.
No, every night I went off in Amsterdam, I'd go out and I'd buy myself some small cake or something because it's so good, and I feel like I had the money to spend that I can do it. So I did.
I don't think eating cake is a bad habit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's not really that bad. It tastes good, it looks good,
yeah.
It's just, and I'm not overweight or anything, so it's not a big deal. I need to gain more weight, in actual fact. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. It's not a bad habit, I guess.
No, I think possibly eating cake is a good habit,
mm-hmm.
in fact. If that's your worst habit, I think you're doing all right.
Yeah.
okay, so question 7 is, tell us the story of losing your virginity.
Okay, now I can already think of two people on here who won't want to hear this part, so I'll figure out when I stop talking and let you know to skip through there. So that was, just trying to remember dates, because I can probably tell you dates.
Dates?
Well,
wow.
It was this year. It was when I was in San Francisco.
Right.
So San Francisco should have been in the middle of May, I think, somewhere in May. And it was with this rather nice girl from Canada. She was from the Yukon, which I was told. Which, from what I've been told, there's not very many people there, so to find a nice girl from the Yukon is supposedly kind of rare. Mm. She's actually travelling Europe now, and I'm trying to hope to meet up with her at some point again. Whether it happens or not, I don't think so, because I haven't heard from her for quite a while. But still, there's always hoping, you know.
She might be listening to this.
No, she hasn't gone to GWA.
No?
Not that I know of, anyway. But no, she was nice. I can't even remember how things started. It was just, I remember chatting to her at one point, and then next thing I remember, we were getting along well, and then I went out, and of course I was in America, and I'm over 21, so I can buy alcohol, but she's 19, so she couldn't.
I can't believe those laws.
No, I know.
It's 18 here.
So I went out, bought a little bit of something, went back, we had a little bit of drink, and ended up making out on the couch in the common room. I went upstairs to sleep because it was about 1 a.m. and we knew we wouldn't get any privacy. I wake up to a message at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. from her being like, I'm back down in the common room. If you're awake, come down and we can have some fun.
Ooh.
I had no idea. I wake up at like 10 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, no!
we ended up going out to the Botanical Gardens in San Francisco and finding a nice little secluded area, or an area we thought was secluded.
Ooh.
And just had a little bit of a fun there. But then it turned out that it was right next to a slightly behind, like, off the beaten path style walking track. So there was about 5 or 6 people that walked about a meter away from us. So we were kind of hoping that no one really saw anything, and they were just hoping we'd be making out in the grass or something. So then we decided to go get a room later on. Which
I
she
it didn't happen out in the park. Then.
No, no.
Oh, that's where I thought this was going.
Before the park, she was thinking that we won't actually, you know, have sex or anything. We'll just have a little bit of fun. But then after the park, she then turns around. She's like, "Yep, we're definitely getting a room." I'm like, "Well, that's really nice. That's really good." So then I think it was later on, either that night or the next time, we got a room. And it was, I can't remember what it was. It was annoying because it was a double bed bunk bed. So you had down the bottom was a double bed and the top was a single bunk bed.
God.
And it's like, we couldn't sit up properly and if we did, we'd hit our heads. So there was definitely a lot of laughing involved. But yeah, it was good. The only downside was the fact that she smoked a lot, so there was her breath wasn't so great.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, otherwise everything was good. I think. I can't remember so much. Anyway, what about yours?
Well, I'm afraid I can't remember the date. It was a little bit longer ago than yours. I'm glad you had a long story to tell, because I can't really remember it. I mean, I can remember that it happened. And obviously I can remember who it was with, but I mean, it wasn't great, it wasn't awful, it wasn't like, oh my god, I'm traumatised, or anything like that, or hell, I'm never doing that again, that was so bad, but I can't really, I can hardly remember what happened, really. So yeah, I guess the second time was better than the first time, which I think a lot of people say, don't they?
Yeah, I'd say so.
But no, I don't have a funny story or a horror story or anything. It's just sort of faded away, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
All right, then. Do we do the next one then?
How frequently do you have sex with someone else and with yourself?
Okay. Well, if you're talking this weekend, every day, but before that, not for a while, because I was living with someone for quite a long time, and then we broke up, and so it's been quite a while since then, but yeah, for this weekend. Quite frequently.
Good. As for me, let's see, there was to the girl in May, and I met up with her after San Francisco going to Seattle for one night, and then I happened to bump into her in Vancouver a few days later, which was nice.
Just by chance?
I went to Vancouver because I had to put off some time to see a friend in Austin, and I looked online and I saw she was going there, or she saw I was there. So we met up just to have lunch, and we ended up just lying down in the park and, just looking up, and it was a nice hot day. It was a really nice day. And all she was saying is, if I didn't know people here, we would go find somewhere private. And I'm like, oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
So that was her, three times, I can't remember. I remember that she made me miss my flight up from San Francisco.
Was it worth it?
Yeah,
oh, that's all right.
So after the first night in San Francisco, she woke me up at 4 a.m. To go again, and that was fine by me, but then I woke up late, found out I had booked the wrong flight, cancelled that flight, and booked the correct flight from San Francisco to Portland. Then when I was on my way to the airport, I got onto the correct number train, but the wrong direction, and I fell asleep because I was so tired. And then when I woke up, I was just far enough away that I was barely missing the flight. So I got back on the train, went the other direction, arrived at the airport 10 minutes after I could have put my bag on the plane. I could have walked on, but I couldn't have put my bag on the plane. So after screwing up twice with Portland, I just assumed I wasn't meant to go. So I caught a train to Seattle, which is when I saw her the next time.
Serendipity.
But then after that, there wasn't really anything until the second time I was in Chicago, which was near the end of my America trip, so that was the beginning and near the end, so that was, almost 2 months or something, 2 to 3 months in between. And then since then, until just, this weekend, so also another 2 months or so. But whereas with myself, now, seeing as I don't have much privacy. I'm staying at hostels.
Or hostels for anyone else.
Yes, pretty much. I'm one of the only people I know that says hostel. Anyway, when I'm back at home, I'll say like at least once a day. But while I'm traveling, there are times when I won't be able to even touch myself even once a week.
Even if you really, really want to.
Yeah, so it's really hard. It's really frustrating.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we up to?
Number nine.
What's your biggest regret? Well, this is this point where I think I really should have had a little thinking
about it. I don't really know much. I mean, I guess while I'm traveling, the one thing I'm making sure to do is to try and do what I want to do and try not to have regrets while I'm traveling. Mm. I think in that case, it'd be back at home. It would be not taking, you know, the risks of trying to make out with someone or trying to date someone or whatever. Because I mean, my friends that I stay with back home, they're just, I don't know, I think that I feel like they all see me as friends, and I'd never really take the risk to try and push that further.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a regret, because then I wouldn't have lost my virginity this year. It would have been years and years and years ago, hopefully. But yeah.
It's hard though, if you're friends with someone,
yeah,
and then you try and take it further, and then they're not interested.
Yeah.
It's a risk, isn't it, that you lose their friendship. So you've got more to lose in some ways, but yeah. Well, you didn't leave it too long, did you?
No.
Really?
No.
It's not, you know, there's no problem with that. I don't know about regrets. I don't know, when I was younger, I was working for a big company in London, which you'll all have heard of, but I won't tell you which. And I had a very long commute, and in the end I decided I couldn't stand the commuting and decided to work nearer home. And if I was doing it now, I would have taken the plunge and moved and lived right in the middle of London somewhere. And then I think I would have had a big, more of a chance of a career and things with this company. And as it was, I've sort of jumped around from place to place and never really made lots of progress. But that might not have worked out. Who knows? Because you take one path, you never know, do you? What would have happened if you'd done it another way? But yeah, sometimes I look back like that and I think, I wonder what would have happened.
Yeah. I guess another one of my regrets is, I mean, I guess I can say this as a regret, but at the same time, I mean, I've also met someone since, so it's not so bad. But before I started traveling, there was someone I was interested in, and it was a difficult little relationship, also from GWA, and it was just hard, and then I feel like I screwed things over, so I regret doing that. But at the same time, I wouldn't have met the person I'm with now without that. And before any of you get judgmental or anything, it's an open relationship. So, well, kind of, yeah. It's a difficult
steady,
one.
Steady.
So, yeah, we're basically classing it as an open relationship, which makes things easier, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine, as long as both of you agree that it's open.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal?
Well, luckily I live in the UK, where we don't have the death penalty.
Mm.
I don't think I'd choose anything. I think there's some of you know my, some of you on here are my friends, know my sort of personal beliefs and things on this kind of thing, and I think there's such a big thing made out of the death row meal being this massive treat for the condemned person.
All right, well, then don't think of it as that. Think of it as, what is your favourite food? It's just easier to say that way, I guess. It's the same kind
of question. You don't want to hear me on my soapbox, do you? I wouldn't have anything. I'd say,
just because personally,
fuck you. I'm not, you know, playing your game. If you're going to electrocute me or whatever, just go right ahead. I don't,
yeah.
you're not sweetening it at all by letting me have steak or something.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, I just feel this question is more about the food than the death row side of things.
Oh, sorry.
That's amazing. I don't know what they're called. It's I think it's similar to spanakopita, essentially. But basically...
Similar to what?
Spanakopita. I think it's like a Greek thing. It's,
wow.
So basically, from what it is, if I remember correctly, it's phyllo pastry,
mm-hmm.
and then inside is basically cottage cheese and spinach.
Oh,
so
now I do know what you're talking about, even though I don't know what it's called.
So my family, we just call them spinach and cheese triangles, because we fold them up into a triangle and it's spinach and cheese inside. And of course there might be a little bit of salt and this and that and the other, but that's essentially just spinach and cheese inside phyllo pastry.
I've had those, yeah,
but
they're nice.
Yeah, those are really nice. And so I'd probably go for them, and that's probably one of the first things I'm going to try and eat when I get back home. I've been thinking about that, like, what will I do when I get back home? I'm going to have to write an entire
list. If you're going to go to Greece...
Yeah, I could have some of it
you
there.
You could have some
but
there.
I do know spanakopita isn't the same, and I know spanakopita also has onion in it, whereas these, it doesn't have very much onion, or you can do without any onion whatsoever. I've got to double check. But yeah, it's not the same, but it is very similar.
Fair enough. And that'd be your last meal?
Yeah, it is my favourite food, if I remember right. Mm. You have them, they're not really that big, but then when you end up having 7 or 8 of them, you realise that's probably enough for 2 people, not one.
Yeah. Well, all right, if we're talking about favourite food, then I'd have anything involving chocolate.
Yeah.
How about that? I've
good.
Got into the spirit of the question rather than...
Sounds good.
Yeah, all right then. All right, so
number 11.
The next one is, what is your favourite scent?
I don't know. For me,
or smell, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I read scent, I think, all you know, particular perfume or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, any particular smell.
See, I don't really have a particular favourite smell. Like,
smell of a warm woman?
There's nothing.
You're supposed to say yes
no,
to that.
No. I'm not going to say yes because you want me to say yes. I'm going to say yes if it's the truth.
Oh, all right then.
No, honestly, I have no idea.
No, all right then. Okay. I've got a few. I really like the scent of freesias, the flower. I think that's a really lovely smell. And I like the smell of smoke, like a burning wood, like a log fire smell.
Yeah.
Or if someone's having a bonfire. Do you call them bonfires?
Yeah.
You know, burning a load of,
you
know, garden stuff, you know.
Yeah, see, we call them bonfires. We've got to be careful with them because if you're not careful, you'll end up making an entire forest fire.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, we're all right here for that most of the time. So, yeah, I really like the smell of burning, or like in the winter when you go out. I mean, there's still some houses around here that have got fires.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have
actually, I don't mind
get
the
wood
smell.
Burners, that's a nice smell too.
Yeah. I'm thinking the smell just before it starts to rain.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Or rain on a hot pavement.
Yeah.
That's a nice smell.
I don't think I know that one.
If it's been hot and then it rains, there's kind of this...
Doesn't
I don't know what that aroma... No, well, no.
I know in the UK it just rains.
Yeah, we have a bit more rain than you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the smell of... wood that's being worked, like if it's been planed or sawn or someone's rubbing something down.
Just,
I've mentioned that to someone else on here and they've said that's one of their favourite smells as well, like wood that's being worked. I really like that as well.
Alright,
okay.
Next one. What do you wear to bed on a regular night and then on a sexy time night?
Okay. Regular night, I tend to wear, I've got like I suppose you'd call them nightshirts, like maybe there might even be men's ones actually. So they're just like big shirts. And sexy time night. Well, I'm wearing something slinky now, even though it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But yeah, something slinky, and hopefully very shortly after that, nothing.
Yeah.
Would be the general idea, I think. How about you?
For me, it depends on the weather, I guess. It doesn't get that cold back home, but it still gets
cold
enough for me to want to wear something else. So I'll wear, like, tracksuit pants.
Not on the sexy time night, I hope.
No, that's not right then. So when it's cold, that's what I wear with my underwear, which are just boxer briefs, which are nice, comfortable and whatnot. But then when it's hotter than that, then I'll just go to boxer briefs. And then if it's a sexy time night, preferably nothing, or still just a boxer briefs, and then eventuate from that to nothing.
Good, I've just made the questions disappear like magic. Yeah. Oh, there they are, they come back. Right. Yeah.
Next we have your
author. Do you read in bed, and who's your favourite author?
Alright, so I used to read in bed before my final year of high school, and then I started to have too much work to be able to read. And then once I finished high school, I went to university, and my classes started later, so I'd stay up later, and then I would just end up falling asleep without reading. But, so I used to read in bed, and every now and then I do. I've got a Kindle while I've been travelling, so I try and read every now and then. But just, yeah, not so much anymore, not compared to what I used to. But my favourite author, I still think I would say, is an Australian guy named Matthew Riley.
Ooh, but tell us a bit about him.
He's actually from Sydney, and it's a DeLorean from, like, Back to the
Future. Ooh.
He's got one of them, and he loves it so much. I follow him on Facebook. But, like, you read those books, and it feels like you're almost watching a movie inside your mind. Everything's just so fast-paced. Mm-hmm. Everything is just... It's really good. Like, you can read a 500 or 600-page book, and you do it in one day,
mm-hmm.
because you just feel like you can't put the book down.
It's sweeping
you along. I haven't read anyone else's books that can do that.
Mm.
Like, I've read other books, but I can always feel like, well, I can put it down now if I want to. But his would definitely be, I don't want to put it down until I'm done, pretty much. And then when I'm done, I wish it went for longer, because it was that good.
Ooh, that's a Matthew Riley.
Yeah, Matthew Riley.
Okay, that's a recommendation for everybody by the sound of it. I do read in bed. I haven't got a Kindle though, so I'm reading real books. Sometimes I often read magazines in bed. I do read books. The trouble with books is though, I just keep on reading instead of going to sleep, whereas with magazines you get to the end of an article and you have to stop, don't you? You don't get swept away, I do read books in bed.
I mean, don't you ever do books where you just like go to the next chapter and then you're done for the night or something?
Well, the author I like reading the most is Terry Pratchett.
Okay, I've heard of him. I haven't actually read anything of his.
People go, oh, he's a fantasy author.
Yeah.
Immediately imagine, can you imagine me reading fantasy? You can't, can you?
I don't seem like that kind of person.
But he's got this world he's created, but it's very Earth-like, and the situations are very Earth-like.
Mm.
And I think he is called The Discworld, and I think he's just published the 40th book in the series. And his books aren't in chapters. They're in tiny little sections of like 2-3 pages.
Right.
So it's very tempting when you're reading to go, oh, well, I'll just read the next little section, or I'll just read the next little section.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy reading his books. But maybe E.M. Forster is my favourite, because I can go back to reading his books.
Mm-hmm.
And people think, they imagine that his books are quite stuffy. I think a lot of people would imagine, but he was quite ahead of his time, and some of his short stories especially are really good. Ian Forster I'll go for, but for more fun, Terry Pratchett.
Number 14, tell us about your most recent sexual encounter.
Right, okay, well, should we do this one jointly?
I guess, and again, if people don't want to listen, we'll tell you when to skip ahead.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this, you kind of... expecting something like this. I'm embarrassed now. I don't know why.
Mm.
Go on, you start then. How about that?
So yesterday what happened in the end? I was lying in bed because I was exhausted. As I said, I was just in Amsterdam. That shit is... So tiring.
And you couldn't sleep. It was too noisy.
You stay awake until 3 or 4 a.m. and then you're meant to wake up at about 7 or 8 because you have breakfast and then you go out and do things. And I couldn't do it. but I couldn't keep sleeping because I'm in dorms, so everyone comes and wakes you up. So I was just exhausted, so I was sleeping pretty much all of yesterday. This one here wakes me up. I brought her some Belgian chocolates for us to share, which is quite nice, because my most recent stop was in Brussels for the night.
I said he couldn't come unless he bought me chocolates.
And I'm not going to say no to that, because chocolate is chocolate.
Mm.
So we have a little bit of chocolate, and then we put them to the side after we had like two or three.
And they were really, really lovely.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really, you couldn't have had more than that.
No,
you can't have too much. That delicious.
And then it eventuated to her trying to turn me on, which succeeded.
Succeeded, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry everyone, it was successful.
And then my doing the same to her.
Do you want to go into more detail?
You can do that one if you want.
Yeah, okay. Well, I made you come, didn't I?
Yeah.
Which was quite a satisfying experience to me.
Yeah.
Actually. Quite an achievement, and you enjoyed it a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you made me come, and that was really good.
I was happy because I didn't get to do that the other night before.
Yeah. So that worked out very nicely for both of us, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went and ordered some food.
Yeah. Because I was hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry all the time. I'm hungry. Basically, I'm in three states. Hungry, tired, or horny. And it's often more than one of those states at one time, but those are my three states.
The tired often wins, though.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're tired, you can't eat or do anything else.
No, it's true.
But if you're hungry, you can still put it off for an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, next question. We might have been a bit slightly cagey about that, but we kind of don't want to tell you about it anymore, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. So next question is, what one word best describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom?
I don't know. Like, depending who I'm with, it'll change everything. Like, there's some people who I just want them to be happy, and I want to make sure they, you know, I can do whatever I can to make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some where I'd want to do the exact opposite way around, and I want to be the one that's pleased, not them, kind of thing, to see how it goes, or whatever. So it's different for every person. So I don't really know if there's any one word to say for inside the bedroom. And again, even outside, like, I don't know how to describe myself. You've got to ask people who know me.
It's like the lookalike question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more like what other people think than what you think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll try inside. Caring, maybe? Sort of, wanting you to feel good and not being so worried about myself.
Yeah. And outside?
First thing I thought was serious.
Mm.
I think, most people I know think I'm quite serious.
Yeah.
Although I like to think I'm funny as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, who doesn't, though?
Yeah, well, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess serious, yeah. I'm losing my place.
Number 15.
We've had that 16, one. 16, yeah, it's a 16.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
No tattoos. Pierce ears, nothing more daring or exciting than that. Although I did faint when I had my ears pierced because it was so painful.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told it's not really painful.
I had it done, they sprayed this like numbing ice type spray on, and I fainted afterwards. Perhaps I'm just a wimp.
Or maybe, when did you get it done?
About 16.
Yeah, so if you did anything in the past 5 to 10 years, I'm sure they've got completely different stuff now.
Yeah, that wasn't the last 5 to 10 years.
No. Like, I think about my sister, I think she got hers done about 5 years ago, her ears.
And I think they probably just go ka-clunk with some kind of thing, like a staple gun, don't they?
Yeah, and then it was like that was the ears, and she's got her nose and her stump, her belly button, and it's just she's got all those ones done, and every single time, she's like, it barely hurt at all. So I'm assuming they've got better ways to do everything now.
Yeah. Than in the Dark Ages when I had mine done.
Yeah, cheers. Pretty much.
How about you?
For me, no tattoos, no piercings.
No, I've not noticed any.
Although I feel like I should add to that I've got a slight beard going on. It's not very long. It's like, you know, third of an inch or something like that.
It's a nice beard, folks.
Yeah, it's usually better than this. It's usually more trimmed. But again, while I'm travelling, not so much.
It's not one of those beards that looks like it's got anything living in it, which I find off-putting. It, so it's nice. And it's lovely. It's soft, folks, for anyone
everyone,
who wants to know.
Everyone says it's soft. Yeah. I don't get it, because I put my hand through it. I'm like, it's not soft. It doesn't feel soft.
You need to have felt some really scratchy beard,
which
you probably
haven't.
I
don't really want to.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, yeah, take my word for it and the word of other people.
All right. 17
is, have you ever come without touching your penis?
No, unfortunately. I've listened to a few of the hypnosis recordings. There was one by Trinity I remember listening to, and that didn't happen. There was one... I feel like Senna did one at one point, but it might have just been it was a different hypnosis thing. I feel like she's done one. I can't remember. But the other one, the main one I've listened to try and get that to happen is... I can't remember who it is. It's a professional person who does it, from what I can tell, and the audio is called Jackpot, from what I know. And it's really good, but at the same time, still nothing happens. I don't know if I can be hypnotized. I don't know if I just need to get a specific different way. I don't know if someone has to spend 2 hours getting me into the trance. Whatever it is. Like, I would love for it to happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
It sounds like a whole lot of work to me.
Yeah.
But that's
just it. For the person in the trance, there's no work whatsoever. You just...
That's true. Yeah. I suppose that's a good point. And the answer for me is, I've come with someone else touching me.
Yeah.
Which answers the question, but I don't think that's what she means, is it? No.
I mean, everyone, most people have done that, I guess.
Yeah. So. That's just me being clever. So my answer's no as well for that one.
All right. Okay. Number 18, what is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen, and are you multi-orgasmic?
Okay, well, I think I've answered this question in maybe Rob's questionnaire. I think it was in Rob's one. And it's not very many, 3 or 4, 2 or 3, maybe. No, I didn't challenge myself to it, it just happened. Are you multi-orgasmic? No, not so far.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if guys can be, and if they can be, I'm not, unfortunately. Yeah.
They can be.
I think that would be really cool, but no. And as for me, I feel like the most was 6.
I was going to say, it's not 2 or 3, is it?
No. No, I do feel the most was 6 at one point, and I feel like that happened in the past year as well, but I can't be sure. The one thing, I feel like I did tell myself, I'm going to see how many times I can do this today. And then after about 4 times, I'm like, screw it, I don't really care anymore. I just, like, lost interest.
But 24 hours gives you a chance to, like, you know, you can go to sleep and that, and then it might be the next day, but you're still in your 24-hour thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess, I'd probably say 6.
Mm. Sounds like we're both going for quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Well, one of us a bit more than the other.
I mean, I just don't feel like if I was with someone else and they made me come... a dozen times, I'd be happy for it. But for me to do it myself, it's tiring.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind
and
of
he tires easily.
Like, I don't want to have a toy. I don't want to have a toy because I just feel like that's purely for my own stuff, and I don't want to, I've never wanted my own toy. I'm happy for anything.
No.
I'm happy to get other people's toys, I'm happy to do whatever, but I just don't want one of my own, unless there's one that I could use that would help sex for both people. So I'm sure, if there are some people out there who could have, dozens and dozens because they have however many toys, so they don't really get very tired.
Yeah. Well, there are all the ads of that, aren't there? People having, 15.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Mm. I'm partly jealous and partly not.
Right,
number 19 is what's on your sexual bucket list.
Okay. I would say... hypnosis,
yeah,
definitely, for if possible, my side, but also their side. I'd like to be able to hypnotize as well as be hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
I also know there is an erotic hypnosis subreddit, which is just erotic hypnosis. And I know you can. There are places on there that you can, you know, go on to, and you can say, look, I'm looking for someone to hypnotize me and see where it goes and whatnot, and you can do that. So I wouldn't mind trying to do that at some point, or have someone help us out on there to with myself and whoever else I'm with at the time. And that way, because I also enjoy roleplay, so the one thing I really want to do is just use hypnosis to get rid of the roleplay aspect and make one or both parties actually believe that is the situation,
mm-hmm.
as opposed, because everyone's going to slip out of the actual situation.
Yeah.
So you never really
you
want
can
that.
Stop playing pretend, and yeah. it actually becomes
it feels,
more
it,
real.
Yeah,
it,
exactly.
It is what is actually happening rather than you just acting
yeah.
or pretending.
Otherwise, I would say a threesome where it's the FMF, so I'm the only guy there. I mean, I guess...
Why doesn't that surprise
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, I think every guy wants that, at least once. And, of course, if there's a possibility for more than two girls, then, hey, even better. But I think every guy wants that. Other than that, I don't know, some slight bondage on my side. I've done a little bit of bondage on someone with her side, but I don't know, I would like to, I think, put that together with the hypnosis and have someone else tie me down or whatever.
I'll get the scarves out, shall I?
I just like the idea of someone else using me for their pleasure, but at the same time, trying to give me as much pleasure as they can. It's difficult to explain. That's why I think the hypnosis would come in. That way I can specify what it is that I want, and if they're obviously happy to do it, then the hypnosis would stay and they would do it. And
yeah,
so it's a difficult thing to explain.
Yeah, but no, that seems to go together nicely, though.
Other than that, I might also say having more than one partner in one day. Doesn't need to be at the same time, but, you know, on one day, maybe sleeping with two or more people could definitely be interesting. Maybe having a little bit of fun in public at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be one of mine. Yeah.
I mean, not like while other people watch explicitly, but more having the possibility.
You might get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's other stuff as well, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I don't know, we could probably fill a whole recording.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
Most people could. So yeah, one of mine's definitely possibility of being caught, like in a park or something like that, where you're, you know, people are around, but like not in a crowd.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I wouldn't have the nerve for that. Threesome with two guys.
Mm-hmm. And again, why am I not
surprised? Yeah. See, I always, whenever I listen to people answer these, that's always what the answer is, and I'm thinking, there's a mathematical difficulty going on here.
Yeah.
So I know there's guys who wouldn't mind, you know, being having there being another guy around. So.
And I've told my girl that if I ever do it with another guy, it'll be with her. I'm never going to do it with someone else unless I'm dating someone else.
Mm.
And just, yeah, I don't like the idea of it specifically, but at the same time, I don't know how much I would totally dislike it. Like, I don't know. So, yeah, for me, like, I think I might do it at one point like that, but it's going to have to be with someone really special.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are definitely guys out there who would like to and
might
hopefully find one day or two one day. But yeah, you'll see
how. I quite like the idea of it's like two guys who know each other.
You do like that idea?
Yeah.
It's like two friends.
Yeah. Rather than it be like me and the guy I'm with and then we find somebody else.
Yeah.
I'd quite like it to be
that
that they already
but
know
then,
each other.
Then I imagine in that case it'd be very hard for you to, depending on the people, to actually be seeing one of them and then bring one of their friends in. It would most often be two strangers, or two people you don't know.
Yeah,
that
two
well,
people I don't know. That
or at least
well.
You're not actually dating one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't mind it being
people
I didn't know that well. I quite like that idea, actually.
What else?
There's probably a subreddit for that.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Another one I can put down.
Oh, yeah,
which I guess comes with a lovely subreddit called Random Acts of Blowjobs.
Oh, yes.
Just this idea of, I don't know, going somewhere and then some, you know, good looking girl, lady, woman, whatever, just comes over with, you know, I happen to be sitting somewhere private or whatever. She just comes over, pulls me down, pulls down my pants, starts sucking me off until I come, swallows my slack leaners or spits, whatever, whatever she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then just walks away without saying a word. And yeah, I think that would definitely be a lot of fun.
Now, I like reading random acts of must dive.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And I really like their success stories, because people put their success stories on there.
Yeah,
Especially where people write and they say, you know, I met this guy, and they describe it all, and they say, and this is who it was.
Yeah.
And then you can, he then puts a comment saying, yes, it was me, and if you're in the whatever area, I'm quite happy. And of course, they're never around here, are they? But. Mm.
I mean, but everyone, all the guys want to be that guy, because if you've already got one success story where it says it went really well, then you're going to hopefully have more.
Yeah.
And so the hard part is then for the guys to get into that position to have the first time. Yes.
But I think when you read it, it's the girls hardly ever post on there.
Yeah.
Because when they do, they get absolutely inundated.
Bombarded. That's with every...
But I think that, there's a case... Yeah, it does seem to work that way. But, that would be good, actually, just to meet someone for that.
Was there anything else on the bucket list?
It's just more sex in general, really.
Yeah,
I haven't got a great long list of things, you know, I want to do that.
Yeah.
But just more of it. In general.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
I
be good.
I think everyone's kind of got that one.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people want that.
Yeah. I'm sure there's people who are happy with what they've got. But just...
More is always
better. More, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, the threesome thing would be good.
All right, last question. Okay. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. And it says preferably, hopefully while having an orgasm.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen because we didn't read ahead to question 20, did we? I've heard other people answering this, and they found it quite difficult to describe. So if I'm not very eloquent about it, I'm not going to feel so bad. It's like a great. It's like a whole build up of sensations. Sitting with my eyes closed, trying to picture it.
Well, I'm trying to think of mine.
And everything starts getting more tense. Like your muscles tense up, and your insides tense up, shoulders and like toes. Get the toe curling and all that kind of thing going on. And then this throbbing, I think it's probably the best word to describe it, starts, and then as long as I'm still like getting the stimulation one way or another, the throbbing gets faster and closer together, and then it's suddenly like an Olympic diver coming off the high board, and even if they're not doing a fancy dive, if they're just like sailing through the air, making this lovely shape in the air as they come down. Yeah, I think that's probably the closest I can get.
Alright. for me, I guess, yeah, you've got the body tensing, you've got all the muscles spasming just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I feel like there's a lot of energy from pretty much my ankles, not my feet. I always seem to not have the energy from the feet, but the energy from pretty much my ankle or mid-calf all the way up to the majority of my body all comes out at once. And, I feel like that's it. And then there are definitely times when it's been good enough that I've got a little bit of toe curling going on.
Mm.
Or at least need to stretch out my toes a little bit because it feels good. And that's where I feel like the energy in my feet is still there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if that energy wasn't there, I'd be too tired to move my feet.
Well, I've got the stretching thing going on, but that's kind of beforehand. That's like when something feels really, really good.
Yeah.
I'll stretch out like a cat and like arch my back and point my toes, and that'll be like, oh, that's really good. That's when I'm not giggling or...
Yeah.
Yeah, you found out that I like to giggle a lot. But yes, I'm sorry we weren't having an orgasm for you.
It probably would have been easier to explain it, but we didn't.
I don't know, coming off the, diving off the high dive board, I think that illustrates it quite well. And I like, your calves thing, tensing up, sounds good.
Like, I know there are times in my entire body, pretty much, that I just raise it. I push my feet down on whatever, and I push my arms and my back down on something, and basically everything from the top of my back down to my feet is just off the floor, off whatever I'm sitting on or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I get that feeling where I want to, like, lift my knees up.
Yeah.
So I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that seemed to be the end. While we were recording, I was having a look, and it says GWA Backstage is for, you can cross-post some of your posts if they're not sexy ones. Well, we've got a sexy one, so perhaps we'll put this on GWA as well as on GWA Backstage.
Yeah.
Might as well have a chance of, two chances of people finding it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's been fun. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me.
I realize it's been almost an hour or so.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, we'll let you go off and do something else now.
Yep, and maybe if any of you guys want to, let me know while I travel and I can see more people and we can go out for coffee or something and just at least get to know people in person, because I think that'd be awesome. But at the same time, I understand that it probably won't happen. Anyway, we'll see how things go.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice guest. But, can't come more highly recommended, really.
Sounds good. All right, chat to you guys later on.
Bye.